Hi, folks. Today's podcast is a real treat for us here at the Ed Boston Podcast Network. It's been said that timing is everything, and we have Judge Jeanine Pirro on the show just a few days after the spat she had with Whoopi Goldberg while being interviewed about her new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy, while she was on The View. Well, we will give Judge Jeanine the opportunity to discuss the book, and of course, she does talk about her and Whoopi, and some of what she has to say may surprise you. I also want to thank Judge Jeanine for keeping our scheduled time. She was severely struggling with voice and throat issues. She could have easily backed out or rescheduled, but she didn't. She even says that it's worth getting a little hoarse to talk about this topic. At the end of the interview, we'll play an audio clip of Judge Jeanine talking about putting the Whoopi issue behind us. For now, however, enjoy this special interview with Judge Jeanine Pirro promoting her new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, A Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing. Hi, folks, and welcome to today's podcast, and we are truly honored and privileged to have the guests that we have with us today. Judge Jeanine Pirro is with us. She is the author of Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. Welcome to the show, Judge Jeanine.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be on with you and your listeners.
And we'll let our listeners know right off the bat you're having a little bit of problem with your voice this morning. And, well, we're going to try our best to make it through, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's worth talking about, worth getting a little hoarse. You know, the Liars, Leakers, and Liberals is my effort to bring the truth to the American people. And it is being met with, you know, a great deal of support by communities who believe in America, who believe in truth and justice. And the book is a very simple read about what has happened in the run-up to the Russia collusion investigation and everything that's happened since Donald Trump took over as president.
I'm 55 years old, and Ronald Reagan was my commander-in-chief when I was in the military. And I go back and look at them, and the left had a real difficult time with President Reagan, but nothing like what is going on with Donald Trump. Tell us a little bit about that anti-Trump sentiment.
Well, you know, the anti-Trump conspiracy that I write about in Liars and Leakers started in the FBI and the Department of Justice when they tried to drag a corrupt woman across the presidential finish line. And of course, I'm talking about Hillary Clinton. And unfortunately, the Director of National Intelligence, along with other individuals at the upper echelon, the FBI, decided that they were going to plant a Russia collusion investigation in the event, God forbid, in their minds, that Donald Trump would win. And we have been living with the fracture of that investigation in this country for the last 19 months. And the shame of all of this is that Americans instinctively knew that something was awry in Washington, and they wanted Donald Trump, an outsider, to be president. And now that he's president, they are trying to establish a Russia collusion. But you may have heard this before, but when you point one finger at someone, three fingers point back at you. And it was Hillary Clinton who approved the sale of our uranium to Russia with a $150 million payback to her so-called charitable foundation. It was Barack Obama who said on that off mic moment, you know, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility after the election. And it was Barack Obama who watched as, you know, Russia annexed Crimea. But what has happened is the teeing up of the investigation of Russia collusion was done in the FBI, and we've seen all the emails. I talk about this because I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a district attorney for over 3 decades. I know of what I speak, and I know a con when I see it. And so Liars, Leakers, and Liberals is an easy read, and it's footnoted with all the evidence you could need to support the argument. But more importantly, I must tell you, I've known the man Donald Trump for almost 30 years also. And he is a kind, generous soul who I talk about in the book, all the things that he's done that we don't hear about. And every day he gets up to incoming like we've never seen before. We've never seen the hate, the anger, and the hysteria. But this is what happens with Republican presidents. You saw it with Ronald Reagan. You saw it with Richard Nixon. You see it with Donald Trump. And they get to the point where they are so incensed that they shut people down. You get thrown off of television shows like I did and thrown out of a building at The View. And, you know, it's not right. This is not what America's about. And God created a great nation. And my dad was a veteran of World War II, and a lot of people spilled their blood so that we could say whatever we want. But the hate right now is fascist. So if you say anything that they disagree with, they say you're a fascist, when in truth, only one way of thinking is a classic example of fascism.
When you had the little confrontation with Whoopi Goldberg there on The View, you were actually there to talk about the book, weren't you?
Why I was invited to talk about the book. And my publisher said, are you sure you want to go? And I was like, absolutely. I like Whoopi and I like Joy, and I don't have any problem talking about my book. Everything in the book is factual, and I look forward to it. Well, you can see it on YouTube, The View and Judge Jeanine. And the first segment, they didn't talk about the book. And there was a second segment, which I knew nothing of, and that's when the wheels fell off the wagon. And Whoopi, you know, wouldn't let me answer a question. And she then ended the segment and stormed off, ripped up her notes. You can see it. And then, you know, at the end, I and my staff, it's not even my staff, people I was with, we got told to get the F out of the building. And we were yelled at and chased out. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, I think people need to read this book. The left will do anything they can to try to prevent people from knowing what the truth is. And that's by shutting it down and doing whatever they need to create chaos. And, you know, I have to tell you, I respect the law, truth and justice. I spent my life in the trenches fighting for silent crime victims, women, children, the elderly. And I am stunned that people are despising this president who has improved every metric in this country. You know, when we look at now more jobs and people to fill them, and we look at, you know, small businesses being supported, Americans getting tax cuts, and the hate is so bad they say, oh, it's crumbs, we don't need it. I mean, this is absurd. Truth and justice matter. Law and order matter.
I mentioned to a person I was talking with yesterday that rooting against Trump, I mean, going crazy rooting against Trump, is nothing like what our country was founded on. If Trump succeeds for the country, forget about Trump succeeding for himself, but if Trump succeeds for the country, that's good for the country.
Yeah, and it is amazing. It's like the paradigm is upside down, inside out, backwards. You know, this man, and I talk about him in the book, you know, every morning he gets up to incoming. It is nonstop. And when I was in the Oval Office with him not that long ago, he said to me, you know, Jeanine, he said, my kids didn't sign up for this. I did. And yet, as a tip of the spear, I believe Donald Trump understands that anyone is going to get pushback. Sorry about my dog. Anyone is going to get pushback if you're the tip of the spear. But every day he gets up and he fights the good fight, and there's nothing that is going to stop him from improving our lot. Do you remember Barack Obama? He said, you know, about ISIS, they're a JV team, and he didn't know whether to contain them, dismantle them, or destroy them, none of which he did. And now the ISIS caliphate that hates Christians and hates Jews is destroyed in the Middle East. And so, you know, the man is working hard every day. every day he gets pushed back, and every day we're living a better life. So I want very much for Americans to understand about the hate at the highest echelons of the FBI. And make no mistake, I love the FBI. I worked with them for decades, and they are great. But the upper echelon took Hillary Clinton's case away from the field offices because they needed to conduct a make-believe investigation with no grand jury, no search warrants, no subpoenas, and handing out immunity deals so people couldn't be prosecuted later like candy. And that's just wrong. It is wrong. And that's not how America was founded. You know, Lady Justice is supposed to be blindfolded, but they ripped the bandages off of her eyes so that they could direct this whole Russia collusion, make-believe investigation. And they showed their hate in the emails, Peter Strzok and the rest of them. So what I want more than anything is for people to simply look for the truth and to simply listen to each other, and the left will not listen to us. They will not allow us to even go out and talk on television. It is amazing. It is stunning. And every Saturday on my show, Justice, I mean, I always have someone from the left on, usually a really smart person, so that, you know, they can say what it is they're thinking.
You said want people to know the truth. And there's a Bible verse that people use a lot, the truth will set you free, but they forget the part just before that. It says, you have to know the truth, and then the truth can set you free.
And, oh, yes.
And I appreciate you saying that you've got, you know, sources and all of that listed in your book, because the truth matters.
Yes, yes. The truth matters, and you know, I even end the book with, I talk about the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., and, you know, how one of my favorite things, exhibits is one that talks about, you know, justice and liberty, and we need to fight very hard, because the forces of the left and the liars and the leakers who would be prosecuted or would be found to be wrongdoers, if you know, we had the fortitude to do it and hold our feet to the fire, but for whatever reason, it's not being done. But at the same time, what we've got to do is make sure that people know the truth, that we believe that this is a country that was founded on the Judeo-Christian ethics, and this is a country where people are entitled to live free and say what they want. And by the way, one of the most outrageous things that the Obama administration did was take Little Sisters of the Poor to the Supreme Court, because they believe in religious liberty and in their own religious liberty taking a priority over being forced to provide abortive facts to other individuals who work for them. So I'm fighting very hard, but I appreciate the time, and I thank you, thank God, thank the listeners today.
We're going to close, Judge Jeanine, with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you. I thank you for our new friend, and I thank you for the time that we've been able to talk. Father, I pray for our great nation, and we need you back involved in the things that matter, Father, our lives, our government. We just need you and a big dose of you. Father, I pray for the topic that Judge Jeanine has written about, bringing forth the truth and exposing those that are not from the truth. I pray just now, Father, that you would help her throat and her voice to heal today. I'm sure she's got a busy schedule that she needs to work on. And so just touch her physically, keep her strong in the work that she does. Thank you for what she does for little people, everyday people. She's got a voice and she's got a platform. And Father, I thank you that she uses that for good causes. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judge Jeanine, and you
all
take
right.
care of yourself, okay?
Thank you. You too. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, I couldn't let the week end without addressing what happened on The View this week. All of you saw it, and most of you probably heard both my and Whoopi's version of what you didn't see after I was thrown off the set. Now, I'm not here to rehash old news, and in the spirit of tonight's opening statement, I'd like to close the book on this and move on, and I'd like you to do so as well. Some of you may not know that I've known Whoopi Goldberg for years, and our relationship up until this week has always been friendly. Furthermore, I've been a guest on The View many times before Thursday's appearance and was always treated with respect. To you, the viewer, I invite you to go online and watch the entire segment and make your own judgment about how I conducted myself and how I was treated. And to Whoopi, I accept that you and I have different versions of what happened on Thursday, both on and off the air, and that we have completely different takes on President Trump and the job he's doing. So let's agree to disagree and put this episode to bed for once and for all. And thanks for taking time out of your comments on Friday to pay me a compliment.
Janine, good luck with your book. I hear it's number one. I preferred your last book about Robert Durst, but there's no accounting for taste, you know? I like the book. I like the last book.
Thanks, Whoopi. And may I say, I prefer you in the movie Ghost much more than I do on The View. But then again, we're all entitled to our opinion.
All right, folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing. Jesus.